The race begins on Skagway's historic main drag, Broadway, in front of an idling steam locomotive blocking off the street.
2 minutes! 2 minutes!
My team is starting around dusk. Amid the Gold Rush era buildings and dwindling light, glow sticks are cracking to life, and runners are warming up, some in costume. Brian Vandernald is running our team's first leg, which is 8.8 miles long.
The beer might have been a bad idea.
Or the best idea.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Brian cruises through his leg while two carloads of us hopscotch ahead to cheer him on in the dark at regular intervals.
Oh, oh, oh.
Gracias.
We're howling and wearing plush wolf hats because our team is named Wolf Taco. There's not much of a story behind the name. Someone suggested it and no one objected.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm up next. Leg 2 is the Klondike's shortest at 5.6 miles, but also the steepest. At the checkpoint, waiting for Brian, I'm anxious, worried that I'll be way off pace, that I'm overdressed and will overheat, and that I've misplaced my microphone in the dark for this story. I asked the Klondike veterans on my team for some last-minute advice.
Go that way fast.
Yep.
Don't always run uphill.
It's a relentless climb up to White Pass. There are no flats or saddles, just one short downhill after the summit, near the checkpoint to leg 3. There is one thing putting me at ease.
Oh, I'm just glad it's not raining.
But 1 mile later,
oh, it's raining. Now it's raining.
And did I mention I'm asthmatic? Another mile goes by in the dark. As one runner passes me, she says,
God, this leg sucks.
Yeah.
It's actually beautiful in the day, but it's 10 o'clock at night and we can only see a few feet of the highway in front of us. Near the end of my leg, at about 3,000 feet elevation, I've literally run above the rain clouds. Sky opens up to a zillion stars, and in front of me, I track the red taillights of a car up and over the horizon that I can't otherwise make out, Christopher Columbus style. My checkpoint is just on the other side, downhill. I'm soaked at the finish and try to keep warm around a fire barrel. The weather clears up, and about 5 hours later, our fifth runner and team captain, Corey McCrill, finishes an epic leg under the northern lights.
I've heard over the years lots of lore about running those middle-of-the-night legs on the Klondike and seeing northern lights, but every year before this that I've done it has been totally cloudy and I've never seen anything like that, so this was really awesome.
Corey's got quite the legacy. His dad, Mike McCrill, just finished his 29th Klondike. We hand the race over to the Wolf Taco Dawn team and sneak in a few hours of sleep at a noisy campground. When I wake up, it's fall in the Yukon. Our last runner crosses the finish line around 3 p.m. Yukon time. After a long soak in Tahkeenee Hot Springs, we pile into a hotel room to discuss highs and lows from our runs over some victory bourbon. Sarah Bronstein is a Klondike veteran. This time, she ran leg 4, which is 13 miles.
I love passing people. And I got to pass lots of people. And I was feeling really good until Corey gave me my second gel packet at mile 7. And it just did not sit well with me. And there was some adversity that I had to overcome.
Adversity is a euphemism that Wolf Taco picked up. Sarah climbed down into a canyon to take care of business.
But even this turned into a bonus because then I got to go back up under the road and chase down all of the people that I had just passed and pass them again.
Oh my God.
All the same people. It was great.
Our final time was 17 hours, 48 minutes, 11 seconds. Just shy of the winning time by about 7 hours. Better luck next year. From the Klondike Highway, I'm Jeremy Shea.